It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? I hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today, as we start off this beautiful week. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Yesterday was incredible. I love the fact that yesterday more people heard the gospel than probably any other day last year. So I love it. Souls got saved. Lives got changed. The resurrection should be celebrated every day. And it's powerful. I love it. I just love it. I love what the Lord's doing. We had just, most of our campuses had just record attendance. A lot of lives changed, a lot of miracles, a lot of souls. So I hope you were able to plug in person yesterday to a radical spirit-filled church. So with that said, I need you to subscribe and leave a review to the podcast. Let people know how you're being blessed. We have 88 reviews on Apple, which we need way more. So thank you for your help. We're going to jump in today. And it really is about loving people. When you get born again, when I got saved, I didn't take an evangelism explosion class. There wasn't somebody telling me that we had to go out once a week and win souls. When you are transformed by God, the natural response is to love people. The interesting thing is, I think for some reason, conceptually, it's easier for us when we have an Easter event or, you know, a big service at church. It's easier to like invite somebody or, you know, kind of let, you know, break those walls down. But the reality is we've got to burn for people in lost souls no matter what. I love people. I want to see Christ's life transform as many people as possible. I remember when I was working at the coffee shop, I was managing a coffee shop, and do you know my office? At one point, I think was just an altar, to be honest with you. I'd have worship music playing. I had a double door office that closed, and I would just bring people through there throughout the day and pray for them. Man, I remember one time somebody was working, came to me and was like, James, I feel like I'm being tormented by demons. I don't know. Can you do one of your prayers to set me free? I mean, it was incredible. That dude gets radically delivered, saved, touched by God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Because my office, everywhere I was a light for God. And it's because at the core, we have to love people. We have to love them to bring them in our community. We have to love people to show them a better life. People in this world are hurting. They're hurting. They need love. They need Jesus. They need a power of people that are faith-filled in their lives. That's the personal touch they need. And they're lost. And I'm telling you, people will respond to the gospel. There is an open window, man, I feel like in America, where God wants to shake this land. Because you know what? Years ago, America would always send missionaries to the foreign fields. Think about it. We'd be like buddy barreling this whole thing, man. Every nation had a need. It was India and Africa, and it was always some nation, Asia, that Americans were like going to school, getting touched by God, and going to the foreign field. That was like the big thing to do. Well, let's just say we're the third world nation spiritually now. And reality is, we are the nation that needs saving, reviving, healing. And you're seeing a lot more international people come to the States in America to make a difference. We need it. There's no doubt about it. God is preparing this nation, I believe, for another mighty awakening. And we better develop a love for souls and a love for people, because that's why we're on this earth, to be a light. That's the sole reason we exist. Years ago, a friend of mine was evangelizing on the street, and somebody that he was trying to evangelize would rebuke him, would change his life and ministry forever. I'll tell you right after the break.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
So this minister was on the streets years ago handing out tracts, right? Here you go, here you go. You know, remember back in the day, like you would like get a tract everywhere. It was like the most impersonal way of preaching, right? It was like, read this, bye. And he handed someone a tract, and as he's walking away, I think he was on a beach or something like that in Jersey, somebody turned around and said, wait a minute, what is this? He said, it's a gospel tract. I want you to read it. He goes, wait, are you telling me that I need to read this book because in it could contain how I get to heaven and eternal life? And he said, yeah, of course. He goes, wait a minute, are you telling me that this could be the most powerful literature I've ever read in my whole life because it's going to tell me about Jesus and how my life can be changed forever? And he was like, yeah, read it. The guy crumpled up the tract, threw it in his face, and said, I want nothing to do with this. If you believed in your message, you would have the courage to talk to my face and not the audacity to hand me a piece of paper. That would forever change and rock this man's life. And the reality is, not only do we owe this world an encounter with God, but we need to communicate to people and love them. We have to be people that love people. That was my issue with the prophetic evangelism movement, which straight up I probably helped pioneer. I did. Listen, 25 years ago, I was doing prophetic tables and dream interpretations in Manhattan, in the subway in New York City, in Connecticut, all across the world. This is what we did. I lived for prophetic evangelism. But then I realized that we weren't really interested in the people. We were just trying to use our spiritual gifts. And so at the end of the day, if I prophesy over 1,000 people in Manhattan and we high-five each other at the end of the day and none of them, I don't know, are adding to the church, getting born again, then what are we doing? We have to love people enough to go the next step. Doesn't mean prophetic evangelism is wrong. It's not. I prophesy over people all the time. But it does mean that we've got to love people enough to go to the next step, which is a faith in Jesus Christ, an encounter with Jesus Christ. I love scripts, soul-winning scripts. I think there's absolutely a place for that. I think it's powerful. But if we think that the words alone and somehow we walk away, high-five each other because we get a number count, and there's not something in us that wants to take it further, then what are we doing? I understand that we're sowing seeds. I understand decisions matter. I think all those things are important. But loving people and having a love for people, then whatever method we use, the goal is to encounter God, right? The goal is a disciple of Jesus Christ that has encountered him, right? The goal isn't, if I'm a salesman, bro, I could rip all over this city and get 5,000 people to say anything I want them to say. That wasn't the plan. The plan was that we would have a clear understanding on how to share the gospel because most people don't know how, and that they would encounter God as a result. That was the point. And so we have got to love people to the point where we are with them in this process, leading them to an encounter, changing their community, changing their lifestyle. Point taken yesterday, how many people gave their life to the Lord? How many people raised their hands in a church service? We've got to come with that same energy and be willing to follow up with them, change, do life with them, have them change their daily lives so they can be touched and set free. Loving people is the core of what we do. And so today, I want you to think about the people in your life. I want you to think about the people that you've reached out to. Are you giving your cell phone to people so you can disciple them? Are you loving people? Are you reaching out to your community? Not because of obligation, but because you love people and you burn to see souls saved on this earth. That, my friends, is the plan of God for your life. That's it for today. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage. Have a day. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.